Well, thank you, and welcome to the show today. We've got two more experts with us, and these experts, we'll get them to introduce themselves in a second, but actually, we've got a wonderful topic today. Our experts are experts on outer space, so I'll allow them to introduce themselves at this time.
Hi, I'm Sally J. Sally.
Hi, Sally. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
And next to you is...
Frederick!
Frederick, yes. He's only got the one name. Right, so we're taking questions from our listeners, and a few of them have emailed in, and they have talked about what is your most memorable experience in outer space?
Flying!
Flying.
Yes. Big stars and black.
Very descriptive. Sally G. Sally.
Oh, my favorite part about outer space is when you're in outer space and you eat the food of the aliens. It's usually like mashed potatoes and gravy, but it's dehydrated and you eat it like you eat it like with a fork. And it floats into your mouth with zero gravity.
Ah, yes. Well, you know what? That brings up another question from another listener. Although we will come back to some points that you've mentioned there, Sally J. Sally, about zero gravity. One of our listeners would like to know what the most important thing is to remember about zero gravity, when you are in zero gravity.
That you float.
Yes. Frederick.
You fill your shoes with cement!
Does that actually work in a weightless environment?
It keeps you down.
That it does?
Yes.
Because even though in zero gravity,
yes,
cement has weight.
Yes.
That's important to remember.
Yes.
Yes, they could save a lot of money in the space program if more people utilize that fact.
Just fill the ship with cement.
Yes, well, another one of our listeners, we'll get back to one of the comments made by Sally J. Sally, is about aliens. And one of our listeners is curious if in your travels in outer space, if you have ever actually met aliens.
I met an alien in Disney World. His name was Gonzo.
But what about the one you met in outer space, the one that fed you the food like mashed potatoes and gravy? That alien.
Oh, I like mashed potatoes and gravy. How did you know?
Ah, yes. Frederick, have you ever met an alien while you were in space?
Well, I haven't actually gone to space myself.
Really?
No, I just watch it through my telescope.
Oh, yes, yes, the astronomy, yes.
Yes.
All right.
Astronomy.
Yes. Thank you so much, Frederick.
Yes.
Astrominimi.
Yes, astrominimi mimi moo moo.
So, another one of our listeners would like to know, what is the best way to get to outer space?
Cannon.
A cannon?
Yes.
And how large does this cannon have to be?
Well, it depends on the person.
Do you actually go in the cannon, or does the cannon shoot a projectile that you are in? What's the mechanism there?
What's a projectile?
Ah, yes. What about you, Sally J. Sally? What's the best way for you to get to outer space?
I love outer space.
Yes. Although I think I can guess. But why don't you share with us anyway?
Sometimes when my dog gets really excited, I take her out to the field and we run through the field of flowers. And then it's like you're floating. I like to
float. Flower cannon.
A flower cannon.
Yes.
Yes.
Flower cannon.
A flower cannon. And is that how your best way to get to outer space, Sally J. Sally, is to use the flower cannon?
I don't know.
What's a
flower cannon?
It's a cannon with flowers and you boom in flowers.
I like flowers.
Yeah.
I'm terribly sorry. I was rather imagining a cannon made out of flowers. So, yeah, pardon me there. I was completely misunderstanding
Sometimes
the question.
My mom lets me bake cookies, and I use flowers.
Real ones?
In my cookies.
In the cookies?
Yes.
Can we shoot them out of a cannon?
Okay.